Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. As we continue, Sugyas of Yayin Nesach, remember that big Tosfos that we had at the end of Shir yesterday, where many of the Baalei HaTosfos were quoted in that Tosfos, the Rashbam, the Rivan, Rashi, Rashi's father was quoted, you know, many different dashitas, but again, this was all a very lemaisa important sugya because many of them were wine merchants and they needed to figure out exactly how to be able to function along with their non-Jewish clientele and non-Jewish associates. And that is why we have so many different sugyas and kulas, not all kulas, but many kulas that come up in limitations of the dinim that come up in the Gemara. Okay, so let's pick up from where we are. Hahu uvda, a couple lines up from Nun Zayin Mabes. Hu uvda Davi b'Mechuza. There was a story that happened in Mechuza. What was the story? Asa ovik ochavim ayala chadusa di Yisrael. A non-Jew came and went into a store of a Jew. Amar lahu, istachu chamer lezvune. You have any wine? I want to buy some wine. Amru lelo. They said, sorry, you know, we're out of wine. The problem was, there was a bucket of wine right next to where he was talking about. So, havi yasiv chamer bedavla. There was some wine sitting in a bucket. Meaning in a smaller container. That's the key to what we're talking about. Shadi be yadei, the nachri, put his hand into the bucket. Shechshech be, and he is meshachshech, he agitated the wine. He says, amar lahu, haylav chamer hu, what is this? You know, is this not wine? Right, so what are you talking to me that you don't have any wine? So why did he touch the wine? Pashtus, not to be menasechit, but to prove that this Jew is a liar. Right? He wants to say, well, this, of course this is wine. So what happened? The Jew took the bucket, shakli heich beritche, he took it in his anger, meaning he wants to say, well, this is not for you. And what did he do? Shadi ladana, he threw it into his big, larger container, his keg, his cask of wine. It's huge, right? He took the bucket and he threw it in. So now the question is, what is the halacha? And again, many long pieces in all the Rishonim here, in the Chachmei Sfarad, in the Ramban, and in the Ritva, Vechulu, how to read this Gemara. And it's not so clear in terms, we'll read it one way, and there's a machlokas about what Rashi holds. Again, you know, different impressions of Rashi. Is the Gemara here discussing the wine that was in the bucket, or is it discussing the wine that is in the larger container in the barrel? So what exactly is the case? So we'll read it one way. Says the Gemara. And so the girsos have to be changed also. But again, the Ritva has a lengthy discussion. So Shaye Rava Lizvune Lo Dekochavim. Rava matired the Jew to sell this big barrel to an Ovikochavim. Why? There was no Kavana Lanasech here. Right, it was just in order to prove that the Jew was wrong, and therefore Rava allowed this case. Remember, this is category 3. It's not Yayin Nesech, it's not even Stam Yenam. It's Yayin Shenogabo Akum. So again, in that case, as we've spoken about the past few days, there are many limitations in terms of was it Bekavana or Shalom Bekavana? Was it direct touch, was it not direct touched? All different Shilas. So here, it was a direct touch, but it was clearly for a different reason. So, Rava Matir. Rava is really Ovik Ochavim. Just go with the Ritva's Lashon of what the Tam of the Machlokas is. And again, the Ritva, you know, has one version of Rashi, which all the other Rishonim reject, but we'll go with his version of the Machlokas. V'tam Machlokas, let's just do the next line of the Gemara and then we'll mention it. If Legalei Rabbi Huna Bar Chinan of Rav Huna Breder of Nachman, Rav Huna Bar Chinan and Rav Huna Breder of Nachman, who were elsewhere, heard about this Psak, and they argue with it. No, what do you mean? That's usur. That's a touch. He meant to touch the wine. You're right, he wasn't vade kavana lanasech, but that's not allowed. Nafki shipuri de Rava Visharu. So the announcement of Rava went out and he matered this. He matered the Jew to sell the wine, the barrel. And again, sell, not drink. Because drink, we said, remember, wine is mish, that also might be, actually, I should take that back for a second. Let's just say it's mutter. So they went out and they asered it. Says the Ritva. V'tam machlokosam bazeh. What's their machlokas? What's the reason? Ki rava hayasover, demash deshechshech goy, maga goy shalo bekavana hu chashuv. Right? It's considered maga goy without kavana. Because he had kavana dafka to show up the Jew. She'eno oser ela b'shtia. That it only asers b'shtia. Dehala tafsam al diburam nagabo v'havile kemidado. biyad. It's like the case we had on earlier, on yesterday's daf, about a non-Jew who is measuring a Jew's wine. And what's the halacha there? That we had the machlokas tanoim. The Tanakhama said, you could sell it. Again, you can't drink it, because as we said, the basic shtia is might be also mishum chasnus anyway. Rav Nosson was machalik between biyan and beregel, but the ravis here is holding like the Tanakama. Dalatasam al diburim nagabe de kaimelan karabanan damri yimacher. That's what Rava holds. The aidach rabanan savri. No, this is like measuring it. This is worse than measuring it. The kivan shalohayat sarech elaliga bo velomar haylav chamerhu. He could have done something less. He could have just touched it and said, "Look," put his finger in and said, "Look at this strip. It's wine." But he didn't do that. He put his whole hand in and smushed around. So he did more than he had to do. So we have to be worried that maybe he did more. Yishlan alachish and nischo bechamaso. Maybe he was menasech it in his anger at the Jew. Right, and it says in the footnotes here, the avshe kavanas goy ha'isala abdo hayayin ne'esar. Even if kavana was to be ma'abed, it's still ne'esar. And this is a discussion that we'll have at Bezrim in a second. To call the avit tfei mimai tzorach kemagog b'kavana chashiv, says the Ritva, an important line. Whenever the goy does more than he had to do, that's ki'ilu maga b'kavana. Maga b'kavana dafka, I want to touch this wine of yours. V'yifligo aleim yahi, and we'll see what the next case is. Afilu hachi kivan she'osa maisa chashuv lit'o mimenu anachoshev shenisro kodem she'yito. We'll get to another case, but there was just a taster, a guard, who tastes the wine. If you do anything more than you had to do, then you have to consider that nagia b'kavana, and you can't rely on the case that, oh, it's just like measuring, right? Well, you don't really, right, if you could measure it without touching it, then I'd rather do that, right? But that's the smallest action that could be done in terms of measuring. But here he could have done less, and that is how the Ritva treats the machlokas. Also, the Mefarshim here discuss how exactly these other Amoraim, the two Refhunas, were able to give a different psak once Rava Mata, right? Didn't we learn earlier back in the first parak on Dav Zayin that Chacham Sheh gave a psak, the Rabbanim afterwards aren't allowed to change it. I definitely, Dafka said that in general terms, because if you look at the language of the Gemara, it's Chacham She'asar, Ein Chacham She'ni Rasho'i Lahatiro. Remember that was the Gemara about when do we pass on like Yerushua ben Karcha. So the Gemara there said on Daf Zayin, 50 days ago, exactly. Hanishal Chacham, V'timelo, Lo Yishal Chacham V'yitar. If you go ask a Chacham and he was Matameh, you can't ask a different rabbi, you can't go heter shopping. L'chacham v'asar, lo yishal l'chacham v'yatir. And the Rishonim, if you remember, discuss whether that's mitzad the rabbi, the posek, he can't give a psak because he's undermining the original psak, or it's mitzad the questioner. Once the questioner was told something, you can't go try to find a different. Again, but the Mefarshim there discussed the lumdus. Is that just because of kvod rabo, or of the ravid there quoted in the Rishonim? No, once a chacham gives a psak on the status of an item, it becomes aser. Shavi anafshe chaticha di sura. Because once the psak is given, which is a fascinating, might have power. Might relate to the sugya that Ezra will be able to talk about in Meseches Chulin, the discussion of what about a chicken or a piece of meat that there was a shiloh about, but then there was a psak. Is there any lechachila not to eat it? There was a question, and it was mutter. That was the psak. So are there tzaddikim and machmirim and bali nefesh not even to eat it? Shenafal b'she'ela. So again, that relates to this issue. Is it just because of kvod rabo? Then there's no issue. Or is it because there's a status, maybe even a status of something? Unless it's something maybe that the person just didn't know. He doesn't know that this is an obvious tzad laheter. But if it's not that, so then there would be up that machlokas. But Tosfos there already says, it only goes in this direction. A chacham matering what another chacham asered, so maybe that's what's not allowed. But the vice versa, the opposite, chacham she matir, another chacham that asers, maybe that's not aser. So that fits into the Ravid's. There's no shavi anafshe if it's just leheter. But that also would explain Argamar. Right? Argamar, Rava matired. And then the two Rafunas asered, so then that would be allowed. So that's one day in Tosfos there on Dav Zayin. V'davka aser in chaver rashoi lahatir, avlam hiter chaver rashoi le'esor. And then he quotes other examples of this. That's one approach. The other approach, the Tosfos Shantz there, discusses maybe a second reason. Din chacham sha'asar ein chaver rashay lahatir nemar rak bidvarim shalom nemar behem halacha brura. Right, if it's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. Oh, b'davar sheyeshna hachra barura, v'achacham asheni sover sharishon ta b'dvar mishnah. Oh, shepasak kineged sugi d'alma. B'zeh rashoy asheni lachlok ala rishon v'afi lohakel. And therefore, they thought he was ta b'dvar mishnah, as we'll see l'basof, and therefore, they would be able to argue. Okay, so back to the story. So we have a machlokas here. Rava matired this wine. Remember, the guy stuck his hand in it and said, "This is wine? What are you talking about?" And the Jew got so mad, he didn't want to give this wine to the guy. He threw it into the bigger barrel. Rava matired them to sell it to a guy. And Rav Huna Bar Chinna and Rav Huna Beder of Nachman said, "No, it is aser." So again, we're going to go with Rashi's, our girsa of the Gemara that we have in front of us. Tosus changes the whole girsa because he can't fathom some of the details of the story, but we will go with what we have. Ikla Rav Huna, Bereder of Nachman L'Mechuza. Sometime later, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nachman, came to Mechuza. Mechuza was the city of Rava, and he wanted to go talk to Rava about his psak. Rashi explains, little did Rav Huna, Bereder of Nachman, know, but by this time, Rava had already retracted his psak. Based on what conversations that he had with Abaya, and Abaya had proven that he was wrong, so he had already retracted his psak. But Rav Huna Bereder of Nachman didn't know that. So Rav is not going to want to talk to him, and therefore about this, because he knows he's just going to try to argue with him about things that he already, changed. Tosfos doesn't like that shot of he didn't want to talk to him, so he's going to close the door and lock him out, because he's not going to want to talk to him about a psak, and he wouldn't have heard of it, such a famous psak, and it was there was a retraction, and Rav Huna didn't know. So again, Tosfos has a whole different shot of what the story is. And also Tosfos adds, if it's based on a story that's going to come up later on the daf, why didn't the Gemara just put that story first? If it's like chapter 3 and then chapter 2. Now, if it's based on that later piece, why didn't the Gemara just put it there? And among other questions, Tosfos says that this is, well, maybe we'll read a few lines after we do this, read it inside. So, Rav Huna Bar Eder of Nachman came to Mechuza. Amar le Rava l'Rav El Yakim. So Rava, I guess, heard that Rav Huna got off the train and he was heading to his house. So he said to his servant, Rav El Yakim, he said to his Shamas, Shamoi, Trok, Trok, Gali, right? Please lock the door. Please close the door. Rashi, third line. Sgaradeles, Shemisyare me Rav Huna, Shlei Kapchenu Bahalachos Adibir Machlokosam. He didn't want to get involved in a machlokes with Rav Huna. Delonesi Inchi, so people don't come to Nitrid, to be Matrid me. Right? So you might say that just means that he didn't want to get involved in this discussion. The Rishash here tries to make it a little better for Rashi. He didn't want to talk to him about a halachic issue. The Rishash here says, let me just find the line. The Rishash here says here, Nire, Durava lo ratza lemeimer lebit lehedya, sheyitruk b'fnei Rav Huna b'reder of Nachman. He didn't, what did he tell his servant? Rav Huna's coming, lock the door. He just said, I don't want to be bothered right now. I'm involved in something. I'm involved. Ki kisufa hu liskar delas b'fnei Talmud Chacham o'reach habala kabapanav. Right, to say that a great guest, Talmud Chacham, is coming to talk to me in Torah, I'm going to tell my shamish, don't let him in. That's kind of not so appropriate. So the Rasha says, he just said, he told the shamish, please close the door. Right, lo nesi inchi, people, general people, because he wanted to keep it closed. Lachain hiskil lomar stama to lo lesi inchi, for it's olomar ya'an sheyesh lo iyun bidavar halacha. He's working on a very difficult psak now, so just let me have my privacy. V'savar d'Rav Huna k'shim sa'adela sagur yachzor lachorav. And he figured when Rav Huna sees the door closed and locked, he'll leave, he won't stick around. O d'shame lo yiftach lo la'asher tzivo stama. Or he thought also that the servant wouldn't open it, period. Ach, the problem was, the Shammai didn't realize that this is what his kavana was. He thought maybe other people you want to keep out. But Rav Huna, ach Shammai, below haven kavanaso, pasach elav ve'ol. And he went in. And with Turin's base kushiyus to Tosfos. And if you look at this, this shot could help out with some of Tosfos' question. Tosfos says, how can he leave him out? Right? How can he tell him it's so embarrassing? So again, this understanding of it, helps out. Helps out a little bit. Okay, either way, we continue. Olagabe, so, right, there's missing a detail here. So Rav Huna came in. So what do you mean? He told him to lock the door. How did he come in? So it must be he didn't understand exactly what the tachlis of the instructions were. Amar leki agavna mai. So Rav Huna b'Reb Nachman asks, "Nu, what's the halacha in the following case?" And he says the case of the guy who gets mad and does that. Amar le aser afilu b'hanah. It's aser. It's aser even b'hanah. He answers, right? Rashi says shechozar bo. Right? He was chozar bo. Right, and he was alluding to him that I've been chozer bo for my psak. Asks Rav Huna, v'hamar hu da amar shech shech in ein ose yayin esech. Right, but didn't I hear in your name that if you're meshach without kavana, right, without kavana l'nisach, shech below kavana, it's not yayin esech. But didn't you matter in that case? So he says, he answers, no, you misheard. You misheard. According to Rashi, he made up this answer. Which again, Tosfos has a problem with. He's going to lie to cover up a mistake that he made? You know, we find many other Gemaras, Tosfos says, that Rav admits to his mistakes. So why would he cover it up here? It's, again, for all these reasons, he has a different shot. But Amar, da amri ano, levar mi deme dahu chamra. When did I say that it's mutter? You're mutter the rest of the barrel. Meaning, besides what was thrown in. What was in the little bucket? Of course that's usser. Rav is saying, I was just saying the rest of the barrel. You could sell the whole barrel minus the amount, the value of that wine that was thrown in. Right? Did I say that you could get the full amount of the barrel? In other words, yayin nesach mamish, as we'll get to B'Hashem later on in the Masechta, is not batel. But here, it's not yayin nesach mamish, it's stam yenam with his chashos. So stam yenam with his chashos, so there is bittel. Meaning it's not that it's going to oser b'mashehu. And therefore the rest of the barrel, that's for sure mutter, says Rava. Right? You might have heard, and that's what you heard that it's ein osei ein nesach, that's just the rest. But the value of that wine, do I even say that? And you look at Rashi. Rashi says, t'behu b'davla mi'armina modina beit t'zorach lo lichtam al yam ha-melach. V'demei sharai ein shebechavis mutter. Right? I admit that you have to, the value of what was in the little bucket, you have to throw into the Yam HaMelech. I'm just talking about the rest of the wine. Umishum kisufa ka'amar hachi. And because he was embarrassed, he said this, aval ihu kule shari. Really? He matted everything. But he didn't want to go so far, so that's why he didn't want to say that. Again, just look at a few of the questions of Tosfos in the last skinny lines. V'tshuvas yeshal girsa zu. It's not only Rashi's fault. It's the girsa that Rashi has. Tosfos has to change the whole girsa. Upirusha. Chada shayelo lahaktim ahu uvda dabayit debesamach. Kiven shal yado chazar bo. Vyo davar temahu sheyomar rava tro gali shelo yavar avuna hacholik alav lisvakeach imo. Very unusual. Kiafa bisha chazar bo mikol makom hayelon lishmo mayomar. You should get into a conversation with him a little bit. And is he embarrassed? His first medium line. Miki sufale milsa lomar taisi behedya. We find many places in Shas. Right, and it was Chozer Bo. So therefore, he has a whole different shot of the case. You look towards the bottom. Pirish Risha Shaya Revel is Vunilot the Kochavim Mafil Yain Amishuchshach. It's a low level shichshuch. It wasn't just to really ask whether he it was wine or not. Okay, either way, Tosfos has a different shot of the case. So Amar Rava. So now Rava explains his retraction. Again, that's why this should have been before, according to this whole shot. When I was in Pumpadisa, Nachmeni, you know, asked me questions and undermined my shita from Ishmaitza, from a statement of the Amorah Mumasdisa, and from Abraisa when I came to there. So what was it? And Nachmeni, of course, is Abaya. We'll get Beshem back to that. So Shmaitza, Dahu Uvda Dahavi Ben Aharda, V'Asar Shmuel. B'Tver, Yavas Rabbi Yochanan. Same kind of story happened. And Shmuel, Asard. And in Tveria, and Rabbi Yochanan, Asard. V'Amri Le, and they said, Lefi She'enon B'nei Torah. And I heard, this is what Abaya asked him. All these cases, you have these great rabbis, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that said, Asar. Right? So how can you say Mutter? So he answered, well, maybe because they're not such great B'nai Torah. And therefore, they felt that if they would matir, that would lead to cases where it was even worse, where a guy is actually menasechit and other cases. Maybe that's why they asked, but Mi'ikar din is mutter. V'amarli, Tferia ben Arda, Eina B'nai Torah, D'mechuza B'nai Torah. Well, your kehila is on a such higher level than these other kehilos. Come on. You know what I mean? Mechuza, Tferia, Arda. So, he didn't have an answer to that. Meaning, don't tell me it was just Mishum Chumra and Eina B'nai Torah. There's no difference, number one. Right? So therefore, based on that, he would have to retract. And he also quoted him a tosena, a mastisa, a brisa. What's the brisa? The following, the tosefta. The agardumim, Ovid kochavim, who is, what are agardumim? Rashi. Adam hamemune lishmar hamidos b'mitzvah samelach. Some type of governmentally appointed official that was there to make sure people didn't mess around with the weights and the measures, and to make sure that, you know, the economy and people weren't tricking. Shlei shakru b'hem. But while he was there, you know, sometimes he tasted a little bit, sometimes he acted like the middleman. So what happened here? V'toy mayin, v'nasa sirsu b'neim. He tasted a little bit of the wine, and he was involved in the sales. So what happens here? Zagar dumim, over they go chavim, back to the Gemara. Shekadach b'menekes v'hela. What did he do? He popped a hole into the barrel, into the wine container, and he stuck in his straw. Stuck in his straw, and he sucked up this, some of the liquid. V'hela. And what happens whenever one drinks? Sometimes a little backwash, right? So some of what he touched, you know, was in the barrel. Or he took some from a cup and he put it back into the barrel. So what happens? Zehaya is very similar lashon, because you could say it was a touch not based on, right, Nisuch, you can say it was totally for a different reason. So we're comparing. He stuck his hand in because he was angry, and he stuck his, touched it with his body because he was tasting, or because Osha Tom, he was tasting, or he was, whatever he was, because that was part of his job. Right, this, occurred, and the poskim answered it. So says the Gemara, Maila Bahana doesn't mean they answered it Bahana, and therefore you can't even sell it, so it's against you, Rava. So lo bishtia. No, maybe they only answered it to drink. But maybe they didn't answer it to sell, and that's all I said. So the Gemara says, Yahachi listni yimacher. So it should say it can be sold. If it was only answered bishtia, this case should have said he could be sold. Why kidiktani seifa? Like the next line of the Tosefta says. Right, see on the side, it says in ours, it's in the Resha. But okay, whatever, the same Tosefta. Charam ovdei kochavim, if you have a charam. What's a charam? Rashi says, Meshuga ubal merivos, umemar laso shaloba kavana. He's a meshuga. He is someone who is not completely, in this context, calm. He's an argumentative person. He's somebody who does things compulsively, without thinking, very quickly. So you have this charbo v'kochavim, shoshi yodol chavis, and he stuck his hand into a barrel. V'kasavar shel shemen, he even imsi shel yayin. He thought it was oil, and it turned out to be wine. There's a discussion in the rush here. When did he find out? While his hand was still in there, after he took his hand out? Question. Zehaya ma'isav amru yimacher. So in the Seifa, it says, if he stuck his hand into a barrel that he didn't even know was wine, he thought it was oil, so yimacher, so that can be sold. Mashma, that in the other part of the Tosefta, it can't be that it's only Aser B'Shtiyah and Mutar B'Hanah, it can be sold, because it would have used that Lashon, and it would have the same Halacha then. So the Reisha has to be talking about that they asered it even in selling it, and therefore, Rava, it's a Kasha. What's the difference between your case, where the guy sticks in his hand because he's mad, and here, he sticks in his hand to taste it? Both of them are clearly reasons that are not L'Nasech, and here it says it's Aser B'Hanah. So Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta. So Tiyufta on Rava, and that is why Rava was Choserbo when he heard this from Abaya. Right? This is not on the list of the Yalk Gams that we pass in like Abaya, because, you know, Rava didn't hold his shita in the end. I heard a phrase recently, someone got me a sefer of Yiddish phrases that come from Chazal. And that come from various different maimris and midrashim. So one of them is a yalkagam Jew, a yalkagam Yid. I had never heard that before. What's a yalkagam Yid? So it was explained that, I think it was the Nodav Yehuda or someone, came up with an unbelievable drasha where he could get connected all the six yalkagams. All the six cases where we pass on like Abaya, Yalkagam Yeshlamidas, Eid Zomeim, and right, Lechi, Omeid, Me'elav, all the different cases of Yalkagam, he came up. So Yalkagam Yid means someone who could take so many different disparate thoughts and put them all together into an unbelievable drasha. It's a Yalkagam Yid. So I never heard that before, but that's the that was the Lashon. But anyway, here, this is not on the list, because Abaya was caused Rava to retract anyway. Okay, a couple of thoughts to mention. Here in our Gemara, he's called Nachmeni, right? Nachmeni, he's not called Abaya here, right? He's not, He's not called that. So we know that's the same person. It's Abaya. What was his real name? What was his nickname? So that is a Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim. What was the real name of this person? Rashi. Rashi in Gittin. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Venira Be'enai. Da'al Shem Sherabba Bar Nachmeni. Gidel Abaya Be'beis. So Rabba Bar Nachmeni had his friend Abaya, you know, growing up in his house. Velimdo Torah. And he taught Abaya Torah. Shehaya Yasom. Because Abaya was an orphan, as we know. He see you as Shem Aviv Nachmeni. His real name was Abaya, says Rashi in Gittin Lamed Dalet. But he wanted to give him such, he was so honored and he thought of him in such an unbelievable way, so he gave him the name of his father. Right? He gave him the name of his father. I love my father, I want to give you my father's name. He see you at Shem Aviv Nachmeni. Rabba Stamu, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And that's what happened with the story. So again, if you look in the Gilyon HaShas there, on that Rashi, he quotes the Aruch, who says exactly the opposite, which is the more common way of understanding. He quotes the Aruch, who quotes Gaonim. De Nachmeni Shmo. No. He didn't give him the name because of his father. And just to give his father covet and to give Abaya covet. The opposite. Abaya's name was Nachmeni. Vahaya bar achua de Rabba bar Nachmeni. And he was a related. He was the nephew of Rabba bar Nachmeni. V'talmidei. V'kiva dahave shmei Nachmeni. Kishem avua de Rabba bar Nachmeni. Lo avikarele b'kol shah Nachmeni. The problem is he didn't want to call his friend by the name of his father. And that's why he changed his name to Abaya. Ayin Rambam Perek Vav Milchos Mamrim. So Rambam talks about the halachas of calling your friend by your father's name. Is he there? Is he not there? Is it an unusual name or not? We've discussed those halachas in the past. Vayakore le Abaya b'lashon Aramis. Ka'adam shekore avi. V'salek le Abaya. Abaya is like father. Right? A fire, so avi. So that's why he called him Abaya. Or some others say it's Av Hashem. Right, my father is Hashem because he was a Yasam, or others say they say B'shem Chasam Sofer that it's maybe based on the pasuk in Hosea Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. Right, the Rashi Tevas Abaya. Either way, so Machlokes Rishonim, what was his real name and what was his given? What was his the name that was given to him by Rabbi Bar Nachmeni? Number one. The other point to mention here that the Rishonim deal with is how does this Gemara, this story of the Argardumim, the case where the non-Jewish guard tasted, how does that fit with the case of the straw? Is this direct taste? Like I described it as the backwash going back. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe this is just a case of touching the rest of the wine with a straw. So then maybe this is like yesterday's case of touching the wine with a lulav coming down from the tree. Is this Gemara arguing on the previous Gemara? Right? Do we say, and this is what we already had Machlokas Rashi Tosfos yesterday, whether Negiya al Yadei Dover Acher Shloba Kavana is Aser B'Shni or not? Rashi was Machmir, Bali Tosfos were Mekel, because they changed the Girsa, the case where you actually touched it. Because if it was double, Dov Acher and Shloba Kavana, then it would be Mutter. Remember, we saw the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quoted that. So the question in the Rishonim here is, you know, how is this are really arguing on the earlier? The Rif quotes that is he thinks it is arguing. There are really three shitas. In this case of Negiya Shalo Bikavana. Right? Negiya Shalo Bikavana Biyad Beregel. Other Rishonim say maybe there's a difference. The Ramban, the Ritva say there's a difference between the earlier cases and this case. Let's say the case of Medida. These are all the different stories that Rishonim have to put together. Measuring. So that case might be better because there the guy is touching it for the good of the Jew. He's measuring it for the Jew. So there, maybe you could say it's not considered negia, because he's doing it for the Jew. Masha'en Kane, in other cases, Latsarach Atzmo, or Shalol Latsarach Klal, so then maybe it would be more, it would be reasons of Asar, because maybe he was Menasechit, and that would not be acceptable. There is when we talk about touching it, Mishum anger, there is a case. Again, we'll talk about this on Amud Beis too. Amud Beis, this comes up in a Tosfos. You can look at the, you know, we can turn over already. Just look at the Tosfos for a moment on Amud Beis. Kasav Hari Arzarua. Right, let's look at that's the Dira Maskel on Tosfos. Bizman Azeh, Ovi Kochavim Sheshichshech B'yeno Shal Yisrael Mutter L'machro L'Ovdei Kochavim. D'Lobeki B'Shichshech. So that first line we already had in the big Tosfos from yesterday's daf. Right, Bizman Azeh, where the Ovdei Kochavim are not really idolaters. So, if he's Meshach Zechid, it's still Mutter Bahana'a, because they're not Bekiyin. Avo B'Shtia Aser, he still can't drink it. V'davka Shlon Eskavin Liga, K'de La Hachis Li Yisrael Hafsido. As long as his Kavanah wasn't to get angry and make it difficult for a Jew. So, but if you see that he's doing it to anger the Jew, oh yeah, I'm going to touch your wine, I'm going to make your wine all ruined. Then it's mutter. Because then he's clearly not doing it l'sit nisuch, and maybe it was never included. That was never included in the gzeira. T'kiyai gavna l'gazer rabbanan. The rabbanan were not goes there in that. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemin here, he has the following case. There was a woman who was a ba'al shuva. Her husband wasn't yet frum. Right, and therefore she was kept all the halachas, and her husband didn't like it too much. V'hine yom echad ba'ala ka'asa leh. One time her husband got mad at her and touched her wine. Because he knew that it would be problems. I guess this is assuming, like, again, something that we haven't touched on. There is a major machlokas aposkim. Major machlokas aposkim, whether a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew has the status of an Ovi Kochav in terms of the touching the wine. That's a major machlokas. There are major kulas, but there are major chumers too. Major machlokas, one should ask their local halakhic authority. But this is the same type of case, meaning if a guy does it, or if assuming somebody has the status regarding this halacha, so is the Yayin Nesar. So he quotes from the Ramah, who quotes our Tosfos. The Ramah quotes our Tosfos. Ovi Kochavim Shenaga B'yeno She'yisrola Hachis K'dila Asro Lav Mutra Afilu B'shtiyah. You know, drink it. Oh yeah, you think you just caused problems? Watch this. Drink it in front of the guy. Says Rav Zilberstein. So mistam in our case too. The baal is machal shabbos before hesia. It is miskavin lahaknit. So the ayin is lonesar. Vinire, he says, he thinks it's mutter. Ach becholzos, but he says you shouldn't use it for kiddush. That was the shaila. Why? Right, all the shamish bo ki hakrivenu lefechasecha hayirtsa right cause the pasuk. In Navi, which the Gemara uses for not bringing karbanos that were had problems with it, kiara yain zeh nimas v'gami b'china ruchanit nimas v'lachin emiyish lo yain acher tekadei shalavim lav yasdei chavasa gam yain zu. You can use it if you need, but you know it's not the best wine if you have other wine. But it's not aser b'shtiyah. Okay, one final point, and that is there's a question on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. Tezayin chavches yayin shenis nasech lavod azara shenis ariv ema yayin. If you have actual yayin nesech that was misariv with other wine, what's the halacha? It's osir b'mashahu. That's what we said. That's the most serious category, right? That's the chumra of avod azara, right? It's osir b'mashahu, right? What else is osir b'mashahu? Chametz b'pesach, right? Only certain things are osir b'mashahu. So yayin, actual yayin nesech, osir hakol b'hanah b'kolshu k'mosh amarnu b'med dvar mamurim. But when is this only b'shehura kayayin hamutter al tipa shel yayin nesach? If you're pouring the mutter wine onto the yayin nesach wine, but what if it's the opposite? Avalim ira yayin nesach mitzilzul katan l'toch habor shel yayin. If you're pouring the yayin nesach a little bit at a time into mutter wine, afilu rakol hayom kulo. Even if you pour the whole day. Rishon, batel. The sugi of kama batel. It's batel, because right when the first drop hits, so it can be batel. Ira min achavis, bein she'ira min amutter, la'asar min asar la'mutter, ha'kolasar min isha ha'amud ha'yored min pi ha'chavis gadol. He talks about a case where it's not being slowly from a tzilzul katan. But either way, this is the Rambam. Ask the Ravid, ha'daloki hilchasa, mi masnisa da'agar dumin. Our sugi, well, kama batel, whenever a little yayin nesech goes into, or even stam yenam, or kavachomer, right, goes into the barrel, it's going to be, the Rambam says it's going to be mutter, because kama batel. What about our case? The little wine from the top in the straw goes into the barrel, and our Gemara says that it's aser. The Rambam would say that it's mutter. It should be kama batel. Right, there are various answers given how you answer this kasha the Ravid, right? Maybe it's not talking about the wine going in. It's just the actual touching of the wine. Aide davar acher, right? Maybe it's others say because there's a chibur, so it's considered all connected. It's not that the Ramban answers for the Rambam later on. There are other ways to get out of it, but either way, this is an important discussion. I'll show you the Ramban. Right, the Ramban later on tries to answer for the Rambam. Me'achar sheyadua shekal motzeitz b'meinekes sofo lahachzir tipa l'toch hachavis. Since it's known that there's backwash, nechsheves hatipa kinesuna meikar b'toch hachavis. It's not called the new backwash going in because you know there's going to be backwash. It's considered already in the barrel, right? You could already foresee it, and so it's not called the ayin esach going onto the mutter wine. The ayin esach is already in the mutter wine. Therefore, the Ramban said, to explain the Rambam, that it is it would be a case of Isser, even though the Rambam says, Kama Kama Bata. Okay, again, a lot more here, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Orai, Havi Yasvi, Vekashasu Chamra. They were sitting, these two Amoram, were drinking wine. Also, Gavra, a man passes by, Amrula, they say to him, Tashkina, and I, could you please give us some more of that wine? They were sitting, could you please give us some more? Labasar derama lakisa. After he poured the wine, Iglai Milsa, Dovi Kochavimu. They didn't realize that he was an Ovi Kochavim, an idolater. They thought he was a Jew. So, Chad Asar Afilu Bahana, the Chad Shari Afilu Bishtiya. Machlokas. So this guy didn't know that he was just asked to pour, and he listened to their instructions. So one matted it, even Bishtiya. One asked it, even Bahana. So Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Manda Asar Shapar Asar, Manda Shari Shapar Shari. I understand both opinions. Manda Asar, the one that says it's Asar in this case, says the following svara. Meimar Omar, Salka Daita Drabanan. What is this guy thinking? But these two great rabbis just asked him to pour some wine. Right? Salka Daita Drabanan, Kihani Shichra Kashasu, Elevada Hai Chamrahu, Vinaske. Right? Salka Daita Drabanan, why are the rabbis asking me to pour them wine? It must be that they don't know that there's wine in there. Right? They must think that it's beer. Aha! I'm gonna get them. Vade Chamrahu, it's wine. Venasche, and therefore, we have to be choshesh that he was menasechet. Good, right, see on the top. Meimer Omar, hi, in Rashi, hi, Ovid Kochavim Bedaite. This is what the guy is thinking, that the Rabbanan, these choshev rabbis are, right, are asking me. So, good. Ve'umad, the shaper shari, the one that says mutter, matters. Why? Meimer Omar, sagad, the Rabbanan, kiadi chamer kashasu. Right, it must be the rabbis know that they're drinking wine. Right, and they're telling me to pour. It must be that it's not wine. What they're asking me to do. It must be that the guy thinks it's beer when it is, when he's pouring it, because he knows that they wouldn't ask him, and therefore he wasn't menasechet. So I understand both svaras. Says the Gemara v'Alkachazi, don't they see who he is? What does that mean? They don't know if he's a Jew or not. Don't they see who he is? Belalia. It's nighttime, right? It's nighttime, and therefore they don't see. V'haka marachle, right? But doesn't the goy see what it is? Right? The whole difference as far as are, he says, oh, it must be beer. Oh, it must be wine. No. V'haka, doesn't he see Belalia? No, it must be nighttime. He doesn't see. V'haka marachle, can he smell it? V'chadata, new wine that doesn't have such an aroma. V'haka naga, stop there for a moment. I know we're in the middle of a story, but just, there's going to be a few things. Let's go step by step. The Ritva says here, how did they not see that he was a Jew? Before the Gemara came up to this question of, you know, it was nighttime, that's why he couldn't see it, right? How did they not know that he was a guy? Right, okay, you can't see in whether it's beer or it's wine, but how can you not see that he's a guy? V'yesh lomar, the shem ha'makom afel haya, it was in a dark place. O shahaya karov lalayla, v'nischalif lahem b'tzuras alisra ladomelo. He looked like a friend of theirs. V'ulai hatam, and then the Ritva throws in one more. V'ulai hatam, sha'amar lahem yisrael ani, v'he'eminuhu. Maybe they did ask him, and he said, I'm a Jew. And they believed him. Kepirish, apirish, abenu tam, perak achole, tiberkama de psachim. V'acharkach ikiru shahaya goy. And afterwards they realized that he was a guy, says the Ritva, ain ze apirish nachon, miloat kurba gemara. I don't think the Gemara would have left out that detail. But that's a daya. What is he alluding to? The Rabbeinu Tam, right? If a person comes and says, I'm Jewish, do we believe him? What about if a person comes and says, I'm a Kohen? Do we believe him? You know, we always ask in Shul, Kohen, Kohen, somebody raises their hand, so we believe him, that he's a Kohen. But this is a major discussion in a couple of sugyas in Shas, in the Yevamos Mem Zayin, and in Psachim. Remember the Gemara in Psachim? The Gemara in Psachim was on Dav Gimel, where there was a non-Jew that was boasting that he got to take part in the Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira took care of him. He said, go ask him for the tail. You ever get from the tail? And he, you know, tells him to ask for the tail. And the tail, of course, is not eaten. And that's how he set him up and was able to get him out of taking part in the Karban Pesach. But there, Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss. What does it sound like from this Gemara? He says, I've eaten the best of the best of the Karban Pesach. Why'd they give it to him? So maybe you could read this Gemara as a raya that if somebody comes and says, I'm a Jew, you believe him. Because why else would they have given him Karban Pesach? Says Tosfos, Mikan ein raya. Shinam min lekol abal afanin v'amar Yisrael ani. Right? No, it's not a raya. I know you're going to think it's a raya, says Tosfos. But it's not a raya. The shiny hacha, the rov Yisrael hayu, vazlina basaruba. I mean, people in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Sholosh Regalim, you could assume that the majority of the majority are Jewish. So maybe there we would say, Hochanacha Harov, and therefore he doesn't, he generally, though, would not be believed. Ach, Tosva says, this is not a Raya, but the Gemara in Yevamos is a Raya. He's being intellectually honest. This Gemara in Psachim Dav Gimel does not have to be a Raya, because you could say that's because of the Rov. Ach, Yesh Lavi Raya, Miperak HaCholit. Darmale Zilgali, Onis Abbas Minach, Chinamudas Lakami Dev Yehuda. Also the Gemara there in Daf Mem Zayin, Omar Niskayarti Beni Levein Atzmi. If somebody says, I was Miskayar, right, amongst my, between me and myself. Okay, different Gemaras, whether we would believe or not. But Rabbeinu Tam is the one that says, Tosfos, of course, Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu David, there in Psachim Dav Gimel, Mikan, Hevi, Rabbeinu Yaakov, Raya, Rabbeinu Tam does think that Gemara is a Raya. He doesn't think it's Dafka because of the Rov. Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam. Yaakov, Raya, Shehevi, Shabab, Yamar, Yisrael, Ani, Ma'aminin Oso. Shariyah, Ma'aminin Lazeago, Yamachilin Oso, Psachim. Right, we give him. Right, and therefore he says, Yainzu, right, and then he argues, Rabbeinu David argues, Rabbeinu Tam thought that is a riot. But again, this Gemara, this day in the Ritva, is also, plays into that, that issue. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Eved Ezer and in Aruch Chaim. In Aruch Chaim, right, at the beginning of Hilchos Yetzias Kapayim, beginning of Kuf Chav Ches, right, the Mishnah, the post can discuss. They quote from Eved Ezer, the Mishnah Berurah, in the first Sif Katan, in Birchas Kohanim. Yesh omrim, demi shebava omar kohen ani, neman lisa kapav. V'chein ha-minag. That's our minag. Somebody comes and says, I'm a kohen. We give him the first aliyah. We let him duchen. Says the kafachayim. V'dafka imhu bal Torah v'yare yalokim habami makom sheyesham b'svivaso shomri Torah mesoros Yisrael. He looks like somebody who comes from the environment, community. He looks like somebody who could be a kohen. Aval am haaretz habami makom she'ein sham shomri Torah mitzvos eino nem and I de'atzmo elai de'achirim she'yivaru lanu shachinu hakohen. Right, if we have no idea and he doesn't look like, but again you might say, well, it's on his shoulders. What is it? It's not on our shoulders. He's gonna. But either way, this is a big discussion about ne'emonus, about one's self. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says it was nighttime and he couldn't smell it, and that's why he didn't know if it was beer or wine. Says the Gemara now, Vakanaga beba natla. But one second, didn't he touch it with a natla? Natla is something that we would probably call a ladle, right? Rashi says, Hu shoev hayayin me'achavis, he took it from the barrel and put it into the kli. So didn't he touch it with a natla? Vahavele maga ovikochavim shloba kabanava aser, right? At least aser to drink, right? The guy touched it. Right, didn't he touch it? So it's mago v'kochavim, shelo b'kavana. He didn't have kavana to be menasech, but he had kavana to pour it. So isn't that already aser b'shtia? So lo tzricha dekam morik oruke. No, it was, he didn't have to. It was kind of like a barrel, and he kind of leaned against the barrel. He didn't pick it up and have it, and pick it up and then pour it down. He kind of leaned against the barrel. V'havile, to pour it into the cup. V'havile kocho shelo b'kavana. It's kocho shelo b'kavana. It's not maga. V'chol kocho shelo b'kavana lo gozer b'rabanan. And in that case, the rabbanan weren't gozer for that, that case. And that's why I understand why it was mutter, why I understand why it was usher, the different deos. Good. The ladle, we're talking about a ladle here in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, right? A ladle would be called maga, right? Because it's not just leaning. You pick something up with a ladle, so that is considered a direct, a touch. Again, and it's not touching with a, like a lulav or ladle as I have it. It's an extension of my hand, right? A ladle or a spoon is, and I'm actually trying to touch it, it's an extension of the hand. That's why, like, for example, Hilchas Borer, you know, if you use a spoon or a fork, that's not called a kli borer. That's an, if you're using it in the normal way that you use silverware, so, like, to eat with, that's not called a kli borer. That's just an extension of the hand. There is an interesting discussion in Yoredeya. What status does it have? We know in Hilchas Shabbos, there's different sources of heat. Kli Rishon is Bavashel. Right, if they have a pot that was cooked on a fire, even if that was taken off the fire, Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Ha'esh is also cooks on a Daraisa level. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Sheni is Eina Mevashel. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem, why is Kli Sheni Eina Mevashel? So Tosfos is there, and Shabbos says, Defunos Mekaroros. Because if it's a Kli Sheni, what direction is the heat going in? If it was on the fire, then it's going in a heating direction. If it was off the fire, then the item is getting cooled by the walls of the container that it was put in. That's Tosfos. Even though technically it could be even hotter than a kli rishon shehusamei al ha'esh. Kli sheni can be boiling hot. But that's not halacha kli sheni ani mevashel. But of course we know the Mishnah says later on in Masechta Shabbos that there are some things that cook even in a kli sheni. Even in a kli sheni. Kali bishul, and therefore you have to be machmir by many things, only a kli shlishi possibly, or maybe there's no such thing as a kli shlishi. Machlokes, Rav Moshe, the Chazonish, v'chulu. But let's talk about a ladle. What is a ladle? Is a ladle a kli rishon? Right? A ladle goes into a kli, let's say you're serving soup from a pot. Or, right, you take the pot off the fire, you're serving chalent with a ladle. So, the chalent pot is a kli rishon. The bowl that you're putting it into is a kli sheni or shlishi. Right? What's the ladle? Does the ladle have a separate status? That is a huge discussion in the Taz and Yoredeya in Simin Sadi Beis. And the other postkum as well. The Taz quotes the Maharil that a ladle is kekli sheni. Unless, if you leave it in there until the ladle itself is steaming, right, because you left it in there because you want it to be hot, then lechor you have to be machmir and assume it's a kli rishon. But if you just put it in and take it out, the Maharil quotes as like a kli sheni, and the Taz argues on that Maharil. Taz in Yoredeya Simin Sadi Beis Sif Lamid. The Taz is very strong. But Tamati Ma'od Al Zeh Tab Odo B'Kli Rishon Akli Azeh Shetochev Bo Gamu Kli Rishon. It goes into the Kli Rishon. So why shouldn't it be a Kli Rishon? Hech No Markan Shemotzi Akli Sheshoev Mi Kli Rishon Nase Kli Sheni Kivan Sheba Alav Shem Kli Rishon Mi Nosin Lo Achar Kach Shem Acher Valo Kli Rishon Shmo Alav Afim Ne'ekar Me'esh Hachanami Nami Zeh Sheneekar Me'aroschin Shetoch Kli Rishon. So Machlokes Haposkin. There is a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in one place seems to treat the ladle as a Kli Rishon, some as a Kli Sheni. So some of the poskim say, the Minchas Yitzchak and others say, maybe we have to be depending what we look at. Mitzad the ladle itself, we have to treat it like a kli rishon. But mitzad the bowl that was poured into, we could treat it like a kli shlishi. Right? The bowl of soup, or the plate on the, right, chalent might be different, because chalent is still solid. That might be davar gush, a different Yoredeya topic. But either way, the Minchas Yitzchak writes in the Shuv, it's a sveika dedina. So regarding the ladle, we're machmer to treat it like a kli rishon. Regarding the bowl, we're make to put it like a kli shlishi. Therefore, if one holds of the hefter of kli shlishi, that nothing cooks in a kli shlishi, then you can do whatever you want in the soup. Right? Meaning, even something like, if it's boiling hot, then you put some challah in, and even if you want to say, yesh bishol achar afia, so you maybe have to be worried about putting baked goods into soup. But again, if the soup is a kli shlishi, and I say kli shlishi is not mavashal at all, like Rav Moshe says, so then that would be an important nafgamina, or matzah into soup, as the inyan diyome is coming. Okay, let's continue again, but that's about the ladle, about the natzla, like was spoken about here. We continue. Boi minei Rav Asi mi Rav Yochanan. Yayin shemisacho v'kochave mahu. Rav Asi asks, what about wine that was diluted by a guy? Remember in the days of the Gemara, wine was extremely strong, right? There was different levels of dilution. Some Amoraim were known for their dilution practices and what percentages they used. Again, this is dilute. So if the guy dilutes the wine, so is that called touching? Right? He put water into the wine to make it roy l'shtia. Right? Rashi notes derech yenam chazak. Right? So what happens if he poured water into wine of a Jew? Is that called touching of a guy? Amar lei ve'ema mizago. Why are you using such an unusual lashon of misacho? Mizago is the normal lashon. Mizug. I'm just quoting the pasuk. I like to quote words from the pesukim. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena. So you see, the pasuk says mascha. Amar lei. So he answers him. Lashon Torah la'atzmo v'lashon chacham la'atzmo. The rabbis don't use that lashon. The rabbi uses the lashon of meziga, right? Mazgulo esakos. Right. So it's these meziga. So you should use that. So mine. Okay, fine. Let's just get to the answer. So what's the answer? Amar lei aser. He says it's aser. It's Aser, even though he wasn't Nogeya, the Rabbanawer goes there. Rabbanawer goes there. See Rashi for a second. Aser, Afagav de lo Noga, Gozru Rabbanan, Bekocho, Laser Bishtia, Mishum, Harchokas Aveira. The Rabbanan said, you can't touch. You can't drink it because of, we don't want you to him to come to any more. Aval Bahano, Avadilo Mitzar. right? Because Hana'a Bade is not Aser, because it's no worse than Nagiya Adidavar Acher, Shol B'Kavana, as we had before. But, so here, but it's Aser because it's a Gzeira. Continuing, the Gemara, Mishum, Lech Lech, Amr Nazira, we tell a Nazir, go, Schar Schar, Lachar Melotikra, but go around the Kerem. Right, a Nazir, technically, Midaraisa, is allowed to walk into a vineyard. He just can't partake of anything in the vineyard. So we tell the Nazir, you know what, good idea. Don't go into the vineyard because it's just going to lead to problems because you might come to partake. Rav Yirmiyah Ikla L'Safta, he once came to Safta. Chaza Chamra Demazga Ovi Kochavim Vishi Shomine, he saw wine that Ovi Kochavim diluted. And he saw drank from it for Aser Lahu, and he Asered Mishum Lech Lech Chamra Nazira Schor Schor L'Chamra L'Sikrav. He said technically it's okay, but you know, if this is Mutter, then you might come to do other things. You might come to you know, maybe the guy will come to touch it. Maybe the guy will pour you wine mamish. Right? Different formulations in the Rishonim. What exactly the Xavier, the chashash is. Itmar Nami Amar Biochanan, Amila Amar Vasi Amar Biochanan, Yain Shemizago, Ovigachavim, Asur, Mishum, Lech Lech, Amar Nazira, Schar Schar, Lacharma, Lo Sikraf. The Vilna Gaon uses this pasuk to explain a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. We know one of the most famous Nazirs in all of Tanakh was Shimshon. There's a special type of Naziris, Naziris Shimshon, which is discussed in Masechah's Nazir. But the Pasuk says in Shoftim that Shimshon was going down with his parents to Timnah to go get a wife. Vayir Shimon va'aviv v'imo Timnasa, vayavo ad karmei Timnasa, v'inikfir arayot sho'eg likraso. And there was a lion. They were coming down to Karmei Timnasa, and a lion was coming towards them. And then it says, "Vatitzlach alav ruach Hashem, vayishiseo kishasa hagdi umeuma in biyado." We know he ripped apart the lion. V'lo higil aviv limo ayesher asa. He didn't tell his parents what he did. It's the ground on the sand. The pasuk says that he was going down with his parents, and then it says he ripped open the lion and didn't tell his parents. What happened to his parents? Right, the mafarshim dachaku at atzmam. I'm reading from the Pnina Mishulchan Agra on Naso. What's going on here? Shimshon halach biyachad im aviv. As it says, the kfir arayos went likrasam. Right, I'm sorry, it does not say likrasam. It says likraso. So what happened to them? So, says the grub, what was the previous pasuk? They were going together, then it says vayavo ad karmei timnasa. Krumim. So it must be, says the Gra, based on our Gemara, Lech Lech Amr Nazira, you don't go to the vineyard, that Shimshon was a Nazir, and he must have, as his way, he's like, a Karim's coming, no, you guys go around. I'm going around, and his parents went straight, because he didn't want to go near the Karim, and that's why he was Ma'akim his Derech, and he came to the lion, lions all by himself. That's the Gra, using the Gemara, in order to teach us. This issue, Tosfos here, this is where is the discussion is about a guy getting angry. The Trumas Hadeshen has a similar, listen to this case. Trumas Hadeshen, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Ramah and Kuf Chav Dalet. Nachrim Shalchu Lufnei Gigash Yisrael Malaya Tirosh. There was a barrel of a Jewish wine. And there were a couple of guys walking by. V'lachashu Zem Zeh. They whispered to each other something. One of them goes, sticks his finger into the wine, must have been a piv, sucks on his finger, and they ran away. And they were giggling and smiling at the Jews, and then they ran away. And the Jews run after them. Why do you ruin our wine? Hey Shivu, they said, oh, we didn't know that. Your wine gets ruined if we do that? We just wanted to touch the wine. The Jews realized they knew exactly that they would ruin the wine. So therefore, is this mutter or not? Trumas Hadeshen, right? There's a machlokes amongst the scholars whether the Trumas Hadeshen wrote his own shilas. He wrote his sefer in a question and answer form, or these are actual shilas. Doesn't really make a difference. Trumas Hadeshen is a defining postik in our Masorah. Almost every one of his psakim is quoted lahalacha. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Why is it called Trumas Hadeshen? Nothing to do with the first avod of the Beis Hamikdash. Trumas Hadeshen. Hadeshen. There are 300 and Hadeshen shilas. That's the gematria of how many shilas there are on the Trumas Hadeshen. Right, if you look in the last one, Shin Nun Dalad. Right, that's how many shilas there are. 354 shilas. That's why he called it the Truma. I'm giving you of the Deshen. Anyway, so he paskins here lakula. He says it's mutter. In this case, because obviously the Nachri did a lahachis. And the Nachri did a lahachis, like our Tosfos says. He does a lahachis, so then we could for sure say it was not included in the Gzeiras Chachamim of Pshash Yayin Esach. So he assumes that is why it is going to be mutter in this case if he's doing it lehachas. Just one final point where this lech is quoted. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this in Voeschanan on the Pasuk of Baltosef. Pasuk of Baltosef, Perak Dalad, Pasuk Beis of Dvarim, right? Baltosef. Yizaher shalo yitchakem adam al mitzvos lomar. Don't try to outsmart God and say, Osev ha-mashah tziv Hashem Yisbarach. You know, I'll add out a couple of mitzvos. V'yachshov ki atosofes hazeh tiyavod al Hashem Yisbarach. No, lo tosifu. If you're mosif, you're goreya. And then he adds, mashah tiknu chazal gedarm v'siyagim shalahem. What about the rabbis who added on siyagim? That's not tosefes. Ki lo bo elo l'shmores ha-ikar. That's just to guard the ikar, kemosha osim lekerem geder saviv, like you put a fence around something to guard it, to protect it. Kedeshi ish tamer keren keinyan shamru lech lech amr nizira schar schar lechamr letikrav. Right, go around, don't go near it, because we want to protect you and it. Adarabah, and if you violate the words of these rabbis, then you violate lo sasser the chula. But interesting, he quotes this line of the Gemara there in Voeschanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I'm not sure about if I'm giving the daf tomorrow here. If not, I'll put it out a little bit later. But if not, then we'll pick up in a couple of days. But again, that's I'm not sure about tomorrow's. But either way, we'll see. Again, these are major discussions of a lot of halacha lemaisa topics that come up. You know, Avodah Zarah, as we started off this mesechta. It is a mesechta that has everything in it. Remember how we had the mesechta started, the agadata, the goyim in the future. So this mesechta has a little of everything: halacha, agada, machshava. So Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to learn it each day. Okay, we'll stop here.